Let us read from the Holy Word of God, from the book of Haggai, chapter 1. The book of Haggai, chapter 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house. And I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye look for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because of mine house that it is waste. And ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua the son of Joshedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God hath sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. We find here, dear friends, the Lord solemnly reproving those in Haggai's day that they were more concerned regarding their own houses than the house of God. And what a solemn position to be in. It came home very searchingly to me, what do we put first? Do we put the house of God before all things? But so rested upon me, which I just want to make a few remarks this evening, was that word in the 14th verse, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And what led me to this was there are times we need stirring up. You see, it's so easy for us to settle upon our lees and take things for granted and settle down unexercised, unconcerned. But what a mercy when the Lord pours his spirit out like he did here and stirred up Zerubbabel, and stirred up Joshua, and stirred up the remnant of the people. There are many things we need stirring up in. We need stirring up to consider our end. And you know, there are times where the Lord will bring maybe a sudden death upon a family, maybe one that's young or maybe one that's old, and the Lord uses it to stir up the rest of the family to consider their end. And we need, thinking of the funeral tomorrow and then next Wednesday if we're spared, and I thought, you know, these things really should stir us up. How stands the case, the hymn writer said, my soul with thee. Ah, heaven, are thy credentials clear? Is Jesus' blood thy only plea? Is he thy great forerunner there? You think of the foolish virgins. They were like the wise, they all slumbered and slept. But the Lord wonderfully stirred up the wise that they might have their lamps filled and trimmed with that vital oil in them, waiting for the bridegroom to come, the Lord Jesus to appear. And oh, may we be stirred up in our hearts. Am I made a real Christian? Washed in the Redeemer's blood, have I union with the church's living head. We think back, your late beloved pastor, how many sermons that he preached so often, there was that in them that stirred the children of God up. And we need it, don't we? Lest we settle on our leaves and be unconcerned and unexercised. You think of the ministry of the dear Apostle Peter when he preached on the day of Pentecost. Firstly, it stirred them up. There they were, all different nationalities and tribes and people. But oh, how his ministry stirred them up when he charged them with the death of the Lord Jesus. And it stirred them up that they cried out, didn't they? Men and brethren, what shall we do? They weren't sleeping and unexercised then, were they? And then we find how wonderfully through his preaching the dear Lord Jesus to them, it stirred them up to repentance, to turn to the Lord, to forsake their sins and to cleave to him. And then how it stirred them up to follow the Lord. You know, it's a wonderful thing when one and another is constrained to follow the Lord. And so often, you know, the Lord uses it to stir up others. Oh, he does. And it may be an exercise that you may be carrying, and there are many exercises the Lord lays in the hearts of his dear people. But you know, sometimes that exercise lays dormant, maybe for a number of years. And then the Lord sends maybe his servants, or he speaks audibly from heaven, or he uses means to stir up his people, that they may prove their exercise is of God. And so here, regarding the building of the house of the of God, which had been neglected, and the Lord so worked, didn't he? In this chapter, you can read it, and then the following chapter, it's a wonderful word. I remember reading these two chapters at Fen Stanton some years ago now, when the old chapel was pulled down and the new one was built. And, you know, the Lord stirred up the people that they might have this new chapel, because the other was plagued with so many things wrong with it. And it would have collapsed around them if they hadn't have built the new one. And I remember preaching there the first time it was opened, from the following chapter, where the Lord promised that the latter house would be greater than that of the former. And what concerns me regarding this prayer meeting this evening is, and look at it too, concerning our personal prayers, those silent petitions between our souls and the Lord. May the Lord stir us up to real fervent wrestling prayer. You think of dear Jacob when he came to the place where he was faced with Esau's 400 men against him. What did it do? It stirred the dear man up to real fervent prayer. It was only the Lord that could appear. Only he that could deliver. It's been with me so much today, thinking of the prayer meeting. Oh, how we need stirring up to real fervent prayer. Now, I say this to myself, I leave the other with you, but we do, you see. It's easy to utter words, but oh, that there might be in us, like the dying thief, that real wrestling prayer with the dear Redeemer. And like Jacob, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Well, I'll leave it to your meditation, but you see, we read here, then the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Joshedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they were stirred up to work for the building of this house of God that had laid waste. And we read, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. And the Lord stirred them up to do it. It's a wonderful thing, you know, when the Lord does that. But there's one thing that's very solemn and very searching, which has concerned me much even today. And it's this. You know, we easily get stirred up in our nature, don't we? Something goes wrong and we're stirred up into rebelliousness and hardness, and the devil's well pleased. But may we be like these here in this chapter and not be left to our own spirit, that old nature and our old spirit stirred up, but stirred up in the vital things of God and in real fervent wrestling prayer and stirred up in gracious exercise. Well, I'll leave this for your prayerful meditation, and may the Lord grant us that real stirring up throughout Zion today, that there may be real fruitfulness.